And a good late afternoon, everyone. So talking about Ian has still not made landfall, but is in the process very closely to do that. It looks like it's producing tornadic thunderstorms, a couple tornadoes along the beaches of South Carolina. Oh, joy there. And they're seeing, of course, very heavy rain that's working inland across South Carolina into North Carolina, some of that making it into southeastern Virginia. And a lot of this is going to kind of stream a little bit to our south. All of that's going to be blocked by a big area of higher pressure. This has been currently in place, but it's allowing a little bit of Ian's moisture high aloft. This is at cirriform level above 25,000 feet, even 35,000 feet. And this very thin high cloud is overspreading the region, and that's what's kind of thickening up here. Now, we'll see it at its thickest during the day tomorrow, but it will still allow for a couple hints of sunshine here and there, but opaque at times, so it may look kind of gray out there. It will not precipitate from this band of high cloudiness, but it is going to be hanging around for most of the weekend, but thinning out as we get into basically late in the day on Saturday. Then we have another little batch of clouds to roll on through associated with a weak frontal boundary that's going to push in from north to south. That moves on by, and then some leftover high clouds still from Ian will be with us on Sunday. It does look like we continue the stretch of dry weather for all of this weekend going into a good portion of next week. Checking the forecast, immediately we're looking at mostly clear skies, just high cloudiness around the region for tonight. There'll be some patches of river valley fog, as there usually is. A low temperature of 40 to 45 tonight, little wind. Valley fog will burn off to some high overcast, some hints of late afternoon sun during the day tomorrow, Saturday. Now temperatures, despite the opaque cloud cover with that thicker high cloud from Ian, will still make a rise to around 60 to 65. A light northerly wind for tomorrow night, Saturday night. A period of clouds, then mostly clear skies overnight. Some high clouds still around, lows mid-40s. North to northeast winds at light speeds for Saturday night. It'll be predominantly sunny on Sunday. Some lingering high clouds, but it should be a lot thinner. Just some high thin cirrus. And daytime highs a little bit chillier on Sunday, as we'll have a little bit of a different change in the air mass, a cooler air mass coming in out of Canada. A daytime high in the mid-50s. A light north to northeast wind. It does look like dry weather continues into Monday, Tuesday, and possibly still all the way to Wednesday of next week. Back to you, Brady.